Good morning and welcome to our earnings result for the fourth quarter 2021. Among us, we have Marino Colpo, CEO, and Felipe Marques, CFO and IRO at Boa Safra. We'd like to note that all participants will be listening to this teleconference, and after the presentations, we will have a Q&A session. During Q&A session, we request you to send your questions in writing through our webcast, and the selection of slides will be controlled by you. I would like to pass the floor to Marino to conduct his presentation. Marino, you got the floor. Good morning. I would like to pass now to slide 13. I would like to be talking about the main highlights of our 2021 year-end. First of all, I would like to mention our 1.44 billion. This is the first time in the history of the company. Our EBITDA of 140 million reais in EBITDA, and a good growth in our net growth. There was an increase of 82%. I would like to give you the highlights to IST, which is the industrial treatment of seeds. We have 75% with regards to 2020 results. We also give highlights to the conclusion of our Cabeceira and Buriti plants that came to a conclusion during February and March, respectively. Also, we started off our construction in Balsas and Sorriso plants. Now, I would like to go now to slide 4. Now, I would like to mention the yearly results. I'd like to talk about our figures and, of course, a perspective, an outlook of our market in general. Boa Safra has kept steady in terms of working in the consolidation of our seed production in Brazil. We are leaders in seed production, soybean production. Our market share reached 6.1%, and sale amount, 104,000 bags. We have huge know-how and very much experienced in trading of seeds. Our IPO in April 2020, there is no open company, but our focus has been one IPO, 100% primary IPO. We decided to invest in growth, and we will be talking about our growth, and our IPO was extremely important because it provided us a reduction in our capital cost. In general, we have kept steady in terms of growth, and our portfolio is quite wide with more than 500 sellers. Let's go now to slide number 5. Something that it is very interesting and important to understand during our presentation is the profile of our company. We work hard on seeds. This is our business, of course, but there is a very important component, which is biotechnology and IST. I would like to show you now a little bit of what happened in terms of growth in technology and also IST. These are two very important things for you, investor, to understand our growth drivers that have actually marked the presence in the growth of this company in the last few years. You can see that more than 70% in revenue and 80% in results, and those figures are quite evident when we understand how much biotechnology is important in terms of results and also IST in terms of our results. How do we define biotechnology? Today, our company operates with partners. There are alliances, and we have 8 partners in our business. With germplasm, we are launching new biotechnology approaches. So there are four new biotechnology products. And what is the biotechnology? The biotechnological event is something that brought to us a resistance to caterpillars, for example, and of course, consequently, a reduction in the use of pesticides, operational optimization, and greater productivity. So basically, biotechnology provides a strength. And actually, we, after 2013, we launched Intacta Biotechnology, and that provided us with the perfect tools to help us produce seeds with the capacity of producing a molecule that is unpalatable to caterpillars. With that molecule in the soybean cells, soybeans now require less pesticides, less chemical control, and so the fields are less dependent on those products. So therefore, there is less cost. So there was a drop in cost to the growers' level. So in the past, five events should be required during the whole cycle. And now you don't need to spray pesticides to control caterpillars. Perhaps one event or one application of pesticides only during the cycle. And of course, royalties have applied. And what the industry says to the grower is that you no longer conduct five events, or you don't have, you just pay now royalties, and royalties in the price of seeds. And of course, hence the price of seeds being so high today compared to the last 5 years. So of course, we distribute this type of biotechnology to grower. So the biotechnology are very important developments that add a higher production, but of course a drop in cost and a drop in the use of pesticides. Those are the, generally speaking, our biotechnology developments. IST is a little bit different. So basically, let me explain what it is. If you plant a seed in a soil and that has some bacteria or fungi in the soil, and that fungi would attack or would interfere in the seed. So even with a high germination rate, such as our seeds, so those seeds would not sprout. So basically, you would have this IST, or this industrial treatment of the seed, which is used in large scale. So basically, in the United States, there are more than 90% of seeds are treated industrially, and this has grown a lot in Brazil. So basically, what we do is to treat the seeds with a fungicide, or with and then with this IST, or with this technology, we sell seeds to the grower, and there is a little layer of fungicide on the seed, on the top of the seed, like a coating, and those seeds are protected from diseases that are soil-borne diseases. So that would kind of hold back the disease or the contamination. So you're basically selling to the grower a seed that is being vaccinated, so it is protected. The seed is protected from pathogens that are present in the soil. So this is what, in general terms, what IST means. So we have been adding more molecules, and we have the IST, we have the IST complete IST. So basically, this is what it is. IST is something that you give to the seed as a layer. Those are molecules that are the quote the seed, and biotechnology is patented. So this is under license. So let us just imagine that if we sell, say, a cell phone. And backdoor technology would be equivalent to the software that is embedded in the cell phone that you buy at the shop. So this is what it is, the biotechnology. And ISD is this, just some sort of coating that you put on the seed. So it is very important for us to understand what footing we are at this point in time. Now I'd like to move on to slide number 6. As I mentioned before, I mentioned about biotechnology IST. So now let us see the advancement of this technology in the seed market. What can we see in this graph? If we look back to 2006, seeds were a little in terms of the whole cost of 2006. The seed cost represented only a 4%. And now 2020 or 21, 70%. There was a little drop in the, between 20 and 21 because of the change in the price of fertilizers in the last year. But what is the trend? What do we notice as of 2013? And those are data for Rio Verde in the state of Goiás. But as of 2013, when we launched biotechnology products, you can see that seeds had a quick increase in terms of price. It becomes more expensive with the use of biotechnology. As of 2015 and 16, we also have IST. And IST has gained terrain in the last few years. So before, we had seeds that were less expensive. There was no technology involved. Now there are several technological events that add up cost. So seeds are more expensive in percentage, but otherwise, at the same time, there is less use of pesticides on the fields. So growers spend less. In terms of percentage, pesticides, though the pesticide cost has decreased, has dropped, and you can see that a cost, the seed cost ramped up with more biotechnology in the fields. The same for IST. So even fertilizers are also being included throughout those years and in IST form. So there are IST, or there is technology that involves not only pest fungicides, but also fertilizers. And there are new technologies that are also being launched to cover and take us to a different level, with new biotechnology products being launched this coming year. And for 2022, we will be covering even 3 different species of caterpillars. So there is a wider range of coverage with those new types of biotechnology products. So we do believe that this graph will keep moving towards this possibility of getting a better seed quality. Now, I would like to move to slide 7. Let us talk about Boa Safra in figures. Now, I would like to talk about our cultivated area in Brazil. In 2020, according to CONAB, Brazil had 38.9 million hectares. In 2021, Brazil had 40.3 million hectares planted or sowed. I'm talking about soybean fields. Now, there was a 3.6% growth in terms of area planted with soybeans. Now, let us think about our company and our figures. Let us see seed sales, and this would be in big bags, 1,000 big bags, 2020. We sold 92,000 big bags of seeds, and in 2021, 104 big bags, so of 1,000 big bags, with an increase of 13%. So we had an increase of 3% in terms of area, and the increase of the sales 13%. So basically, 10 percentual digits beyond the sewed area. I would like to catch your attention to biotechnology. As we mentioned before, it is a very important component. What has happened to us? Boa Safra has a more expensive seed, yes, and the seeds have more technology in both biotechnology format and also IST. Now, what is important to understand from this graph is that 2020, we sold 92,000 bags in seeds, and out of those, 62,000 bags were carried by technology elements. In 2021, 104,000 bags of seeds, and out of those, 84,000 bags carried IST. Biotechnology. So there was an increase of 35% in this biotechnology. So there was a very strong and significant increase. Now, the common regular seed with no biotechnology in 2022, we are here talking about 5,000 reals, and this is the price, the seed price. Now, with a biotechnology seed, it would be 8,000. To 9,000 reals. We actually have new products, new launching. There'll be a launching products that go up to 10,000 reals. This is per bag. This the seeds with biotechnology. With IST, it is even more expensive. IST is about 2,000 reals extra on the price of seeds. So biotechnology seed and with seeds with biotechnology and with IST, so we go from 10,000 to 12,000 reals per bag. So of course 8,000 reals would be with the old technology, and plus 2,000 reals in the case of the additional IST. So just for you to understand that in 2020, 12,000 bags stored with IST, and so 92 in total, 62 with biotechnology, and 12,000 with IST. And this year, now this current year, 104, out of those 84,000 with biotechnology and 21 with IST. So 75% increase in IST sales. So there is a lot of room to growth though. We can see that there's a strong growth with the IST with this technology. Now billing, there is a very important component here. Of course, in addition to selling more biotechnology and more ISC products, we had also an increase in our price. But nevertheless, 588 million and 1 to 1044, which was an increase of 77%, and then the net incomes from we jumped from 70 to 127 million reals. That was basically an increase of 81% in our net income. I would like to highlight the following. There was a non-recurrent aspect, which is about 10 million, and those are IPO costs. And those costs are not deductible from the income declaration. So that would actually contribute then to a grower to a bigger growth here in our net income. And our market share, we went from 5.7 to 6.1%. Now I'd like to move on to slide number 8, if you don't mind. We always mention the importance of what you see on this image. It shows us our production cycle, and it says a lot about our operational performance. What happens during the whole year, the entire year? On the first quarter, we are harvesting our fields. On the second quarter, we are processing, we are storing our seeds. On the third quarter, we are dealing with logistics for cities and also we are starting our billing, and of course, and on the fourth quarter, we are closing, which is what we are delivering now. Let us move on now to slide number 9. So talking about operational performance and the seasonality of our operation, it is important to let you understand, and I'm sure that you all agree, that the first and the second quarters are slow in terms of revenue to the company. Nevertheless, the third and the fourth quarter are stronger in terms of net revenue and also EBITDA and also net profit to the company. Why is that? Well, needless to say, during the first quarter, we have high costs because we're harvesting. Of course, then we produce the seeds. And the second quarter, we store. Either it is a store, we're storing the seeds. And the third quarter is when we start reaping the fruits of our work. As a matter of fact, this year we had earlier rains, and then the third quarter was a little stronger than the fourth quarter. Actually, they're quite similar in terms of rain, in terms of revenue. Actually, this year we had an anticipation, and a fourth quarter, which is the last one, when we finished sowing, and it is much stronger, and you can see that it is the best position in terms of stock and cash. Now, moving on to slide 10, as I mentioned before, you can see that we had a growth in volume from 92 to 104,000 bags. Each of those big bags are equivalent to 5 million seeds. Of course, it's roughly 5 million. So this is about 25 sacks of 40 kilograms each. So we also had an increase in biotechnology. We went from 62,000 to 84,000 big bags. And in IST, we moved from 12 to 21,000 bags. So there is a great potential of growth in both biotechnology and IST mainly. Now, let us move on to slide 11. Slide 11 shows our most important aspects of the company, in my opinion. Of course, it is more important than the first and the second quarter, but it is important to let you know how our portfolio stands. So our portfolio of seed orders and our total revenue, when you are looking at the top of our graph, you have all the figures of soybean seeds in terms of orders. Now, when you look down at this image, you have the total net revenue. So that encompasses everything, not only seeds, but also IST and biotechnology and seeds. So on the first quarter in 2021, we had 167 million in orders. So we had sold 477 million in seeds. And those were orders. Most are a great deal of that with agreements, with contracts. But into the first quarter, 13 million. So that would be also involving corn and also beans. We had a lot of orders in our portfolio and not much in terms of billing. Now, on the second quarter, our orders on the top line had an increase of 79 million. So we moved from to 546 million in our portfolio. And of course, our billing increased. But of course, you have raw material, seeds that didn't sprout. So basically, this is not the main operation. There was a little bit of corn here too, a little bit of beans as well, but not much of what it is the bulk of that. And then we move to the third quarter, 2021. On the third quarter, 2001, we had some revenue with the seeds and also with the other products and also IST. So you can see that there is all the products of the company are shown here. We had 339 million in our portfolio. Some new orders also included, but those are direct sale. But then our net value is 300. We moved to 207. So basically, this is our volume in our portfolio. But in total, 586 million for the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, we have no orders in our portfolio because of those 207 million are already invoiced. So a little bit more seeds also with other orders that had been placed during the fourth quarter, and also the some IST invoicing and also some remainder invoicing. So we had this 207 million in terms of request of orders of seeds. And I think it is very important to have a look at our portfolio, so you will see how much we have ahead of us, despite of the fact that our first and the second quarter are low in terms of a billing. You can see how the things happen from quarter to the next quarter. Now I'd like to move on to slide number 12 to show you by inviting Felipe Marques, our CFO, and he will be showing you our figures. Good morning, Felipe. Thank you very much, Marino. This is Felipe Marques, your CFO. Marino has given the highlights of the components of our revenue and our earnings. I would like to give you some more details. In slide 12, you can see our net operating revenue has reached a high, record high, so above 1 billion. And the main source is of this increase is because of the increase in volume and also the increase in the use of biotechnology and also ISG, which is a very important component of our revenue. And that corroborates this big chunk of a 78% increase compared to 2020. In addition to the hike in the price of the grains, you can see that we have 874 million reals with an increase of 87% compared to 2020. And this increase in cost is due to the fact of royalties and also the molecules that are used in the IST and the raw material we use. There was an increase in those and hence the hiking cost, but that went along with our billing results. They also showed an increase. And slide 14, what we can see here is our EBITDA. It is a record in the history of the company. The growth was equivalent to 38% compared to 2020 with of 105 million. So I would like to highlight the increase of our expenditures. Yes, there was the increase in expenditures because of the new structure that we have in the corporate and governance, and also the addition of new members to the team. so that now we are ready to go, to be able to keep steady in the next years to come and keep growing. In slide 15, I would like to show you our financial performance and net income. Also another record high, this growth of amazing, you know, in terms of the comparison between 2020 and 2021. We paid 8 million reals. And so that was this recurring effect. And nevertheless, we had a net income that was smaller than usual. Now, in slide 16, we give highlights to the importance of seasonality or the variation through the year of the results because of the business that we are in. And we're dealing with seeds. And when we analyze the third and the fourth quarter, we also have a very specific seasonality, which is with the early rain season. And we had more billing in the third quarter compared to 2020. This is why we have an EBITDA that is smaller in the fourth quarter compared to 2021 because of the seed sales that actually they happen in the third quarter in 2021. This is why there is a slight change. And now, since we are just giving you the gains results, so the last 12 years, it is important to analyze the entire year all together for you to compare the entire year 2020, entire year 2021 and 20. Compare both years, looking at the whole year and not looking at the third and the fourth quarter. That's why we have eventual disclaimers, because there were changes in, for example, in pluviomiosity and also the behavior of the crops between one year and the other because of the rain. Now, slide 17, you can see our CapEx through the year. Most of our CapEx, our expenditures, were in Cabeceiras and Buritis and the development of the areas. So those are production areas. And Jaborandi, we have also another setup and all this capital allocation. So we're making investment. This is our own cash invested. We are looking ahead in long-term investments. So we are looking at paying back those values so that we can guarantee the delivery of those projects at the right time. In slide 18, we can see our cash increase and our EBITDA. We went to 284 million reals and 147 gross debt. And this started with a net debt, a negative net debt, but it is a very comfortable situation. It is robust. Our balance is robust to be able to provide grounds for our growth. We are working hard so that these are positive trends that will remain for a long time. Now I'd like to pass the floor to Marino so that he can talk about slide 19, so that he can give us some light on the construction and expansions in Jaborandi and our plant in Jaborandi. Many thanks, Felipe. Now, let me show you what happens in Jaborandi. With slide 19, you can see that we are expanding. We are steady in that sense. And I would like to give the highlights to Jaborandi. This plant has been concluded. Actually, Cabeceiras in Goiás, this project is concluded, and Buritim also are both concluded, and they all started in 2021, and we are just now at the end of this construction in Jaborandi, Bahia, and that started in 2021. we are getting close to 90%, as a matter of fact, in terms of development of this construction as a job site. And on the 27th, the past 27th of March, we started testing our equipment. And actually, those are final tests. And we received the first load of seeds to test the unit. We are starting production soon. Now, in total, this should still take a couple of months to be ready, but basically half of the plant should be running in the next few weeks. We'll be running during 2022 for sure. Now, let us go to slide 20. I want to mention how much we are committed with our environmental agenda and also social agenda. Last but not least, governance. Environmentally speaking, we're working hard in our green steel. We are self-sufficient in 2021, energetically speaking. Our main plant, which is the plant in Cabeceiras, more than 90% of that unit counts on a photovoltaic plant. So we use solar energy to provide electricity and all the energy we need, and you can see in the picture. Now, there is an increase in the number of contributors, employees, and with a strong female presence in the company. This is a trend. There are increasingly more women working with us. 63 of our members are female. So we are committed to bring in more diversity with a strong presence of women in agribusiness. Now, let us talk about governance. Highlights to, in addition to a chair lady, we have 80% of our board of directors are independent members. Marino and Felipe, many thanks. Now we'll start off with our Q&A sessions to investors and analysts. Questions should be sent through our platform chat. I'd like to ask you please to hold on so that we get the questions. Our first question, Vitor Poli. Good morning. Could you kindly talk about 2022 scenario and the margins expected by the company?
Vitor, good morning. Let us talk about our margins. We focus on growth, a significant growth. We want to keep steady, keep growing strongly. We are making investments. We noticed that our market shows there is a huge potential and aggressive organic growth. And this is what makes us confident and so that we can deliver a very strong and aggressive dedication, principally shown in how much we have been investing in our construction and our plants. As a matter of fact, there was a percentage from 20 to 21, there was a percentual reduction in terms of the margin. But we do believe that this that we have in 21 is a strategic to the company. Why? Because this is our target. That margins provide good results and allow us to keep growing very strongly. And this is our goal. The way we've been doing it, this is what we expect to keep doing in this next few years. Now, there is a second question from Daniel Sasson. Could you kindly give us more details in terms of your net income? I would like to understand how seed price behaves and also the volume of grains in each quarter. Now, and capital allocation, we have 170,000 big bags expansion plan 2021, but then looking ahead and with this very comfortable situation and the balance, what is the next step in terms of growth? Is it imminent? Is it organic growth? Thank you. Well, let us see. It is always very important to understand the figures in the whole year. What happens in the third and the fourth quarter last year? Because of the rain, as we mentioned before, there was an anticipation of rain season in Brazil. So there was a more, a bigger billing, at least what compared to what we expected to have in the third quarter. As a matter of fact, we anticipated the shipping of seeds and of products. So there was a lot of pressure also because of the 7th of September movement at that point in time. So there was a hearsay that there would be some sort of strike with the lorry drivers. So there was a lot of anticipation in terms of shipping seeds away to plants and to the ports. So that was before the 7th of September. So basically the billing was a little earlier on the third quarter and that past year. So that is why there was a greater added value to the product, but to the billed product. But of course, in the fourth quarter also, there was an anticipation of billing because in the north of Brazil, the sowing season is a little later. And we also had discharge of some volume of grains and a little bit of raw material that were left in our warehouses. Anyhow, this whole thing has a less margin. It is important to analyze the margin throughout the year, but not more than analyzing just per quarter. We do believe that those margins should remain steady compared to levels that we had in 2021. Now, for the second part of your question, in terms of expansion plans, 470,000 bags 2022, the truth is, our construction sites are doing well. We will meet the 170,000 big bags capacity in this next crop. This is the maximum capacity. We expect to have sales between 10 to 15% lower or below our max capacity, which is our history level. Now, with regards to our expansion plans, yes, we expect to keep a fast pace. We will be announcing new job sites in the next few months. We also started some works in the for the coming year, so there will be some appearing on this 2022. We have in Seviso and in Balsas, Maranhão, so that will add more volume to the company in 2023. The next question comes from Carlos Herrera. Could you kindly make a comment about the increasing costs in the last quarter, 2022? There will be still some same pressure in terms of margin. They will go back to what we had in 2020. What about capacity? This growth to 170,000 big bags in 2022 will impact the 22-23 crop or only 23-24 crop? And now, with this increasing cost, how do you see clients investing, willing to keep investing in technology? What is the percentage of seeds that are expected to be sold with ISC technology? Carlos, let us talk about cost. As a matter of fact, there was an increase in cost. That goes without saying. Basically, some cost is related to IPO. You also have the administrative cost. There's more money in that. We also had commodity prices that went up. The cost of commodity went up. Now, as I mentioned before, we believe that 2022, our target is on top of those 2021 figures, which are very healthy, so to say, to the company. And also, they meet the type of growth that we expect to have. Our priority is to have a healthy situation. We want to generate cash, to have a high royalty, but also we want to generate market share. So all models that we discuss among us, we talk about growing last with a higher margin, or to make use of this good wave or this good moment of being a company that is with a good image among our peers. We do believe that gaining market share is the best strategy, and this is the focus of our company until 2026, which is our robust plan of growth that we have. Now, the second question. You're talking about a capacity. In fact, 170,000 big bags is our capacity. 10 to 15% below that. This is in terms of effective production level of volume. But our job sites are ready to go. And also Cabeceiras and also Buriti's expansions are already running. In Jaborandi, we started testing the plant. We also tested on the last 27th of this month. This last 27th, we are running every day since the past Monday, and our estimate is that in the beginning of this coming month, we'll be running full capacity. And this year, we will be ready with these three plants, with these three investments running at full capacity and providing this 170,000 big bags that will impact the results for this coming year. And we will see that this capacity growth will reflect in our results in 2022. Now, when you ask about cost and technology and the ISTCs and the sales, well, cost high, yes, there is an opportunity. There are orders for 2022. We are aware of what orders we have. And in fact, growers have felt that as an impact. Cost is high, yes. But what are they doing? They believe that it is going to be more money. And there will be, so they're deciding with the use of a higher quality seed so that there are no risks involved, because fertilizers and all inputs are too expensive. So waging a bet in high quality seed will impact their final results. With regards to IST, we believe that it is a huge, tremendous opportunity. Have a look at what happens in the United States. Almost 90% of sales are of seeds with IST. Our levels are only 20% so far, 21% perhaps. But there is a very strong growth compared to last year, 13% only. And the previous year, 10% or maybe 9%. So there is an increase. There is a trend of going up in terms of fast use of IST. And that is expected to remain growing. Many thanks, Marino. Our next question comes from Ricardo Rich. I would like to understand what the difference is between EBITDA and the cash generation in the company. Despite of the fact of the good results, there was a cash generation that was smaller than the previous year. Many thanks, Carlos, for your question. So I'd like to address other aspects in the same sense. With regards to our IPO operation, we have a very comfortable situation in terms of cash to the company. We made use of this opportunity with more cash to dare to postpone seed sales, and also so that to play with better prices. March and April and shorter terms in 2022 so that we can get more margin. That connected to our growth with regards to the pandemic. So far, now with this new scenario, with this crisis, the Ukrainian-Russia crisis, we also have to consider the effect of anticipation of, for example, some input that is so important to us, so to guarantee volume and also price. For that matter, we made use of the cash that we had, so that's to make the most of the opportunities that we had in terms of my inputs and throughout the whole year and all, principally in December. So those are punctual aspects. And then instead of just making investments, for example, in CDI in our operation, so that highlights even more what Marino mentioned before, our seasonality. We always look out and try to see what happens through the year. And now, analyzing the results of the entire year, we can think over our cash fluctuation and also our working capital. But then, of course, in this year, that there were the very important things because of the high liquidity values that we had and because of the situations that we had so far with the pandemic and with the crisis, the political crisis in Russia and Ukraine. Vito Porli now wants to understand what happens in 2020, because we had a greater portfolio in terms of orders. And in 2021, billing was smaller. Was there any some sort of cancellation of orders or any other reason for that change? Victor, thank you. Thank you for your question, Victor. It is important for us to consider our orders, our portfolio of orders. That gives you an idea of the income that we're going to have in the following quarters. But we do not have only orders for seeds. We have new orders that are placed. We also have the sales, so the revenue. So this is part of the entire thing. So there's no reduction. So we see that at the end of the quarter, we learn about the new portfolio orders that we have, and that would eventually be billed on the third quarter or on the fourth quarter in the results of the company. So, of course, we're talking about soybean seeds. So we're just highlighting that we are talking only about soybean seeds, and there's nothing to do with the sale of grains. Thank you, Felipe. Now, the other question comes from Pedro Tavares. He would like to know what the hedge is doing. How to protect, for example, your product from the price variation, fluctuation. Thanks for the question, Felipe. Oh, wow, this is a hot topic because we have a new policy, we approved that in our board, the board of the company. So what we understand is that we have to get protected from market fluctuation, of course, to make sure that we have a safe margin. And things are sometimes not walking side by side. So let me give you an example of what happened in 2022. We are disclosing the results of the first quarter of this year soon. But when we sell seeds, soybean seeds, we have to be in a shortage position. So we have to have, consider Chicago, and we have to consider a dollar at the end of the day. If we didn't buy the raw material, considering our policies, we have to use derivatives. Basically, buy a dollar and buy Chicago to get protected, to protect the cost of our raw material that we are at least estimating that it would be linked to that sale that has been just closed. So we have to consider the quarter, because the results of with regards to the seeds on the balance, just when we deliver seeds and not only when we enter the agreement. And that is basically concentrated on the third and the fourth quarter of the year. So we will see the results of those derivatives, either positive or negative. If yes, because of our policies, we are protecting our margin. Because when you analyze the entire year, you will be able to see that everything is matching from the EBITDA, revenue, earnings, and commodities, and that will be offsetting one and the other to guarantee a good plausible margin of our operation so that we don't have significant moves in our balance, which is not what we expect to have. Thanks, Felipe. Next question comes from Tiago Lourenço. Because of the last year rain season, was there any change or drop in the quality of seeds that are being harvested now? So how do you analyze the use of inputs in soybeans 2022-23? Do you expect to have a shrinkage or a reduction in the area because of the lack of input? Tiago, many thanks for the question. Now, with regards to the rainy season, yes, as a matter of fact, there was some sort of dry or drought in the south of Brazil. We don't work in the south. So that drought in the south of Brazil did not affect us. But there was an excessive rainy season. There was a lot of rain in our region. So more than about 30 days ago, there was everything went back to normality. In the despite of the fact that there was excessive rains in the until the beginning of January, things went back to normal. So according to the information that we have so far, of course, we're still in a very strong harvesting time. It's harvesting hard now. So what we get so far is that quality is extremely good. Quality that we the labs are sending this information. We also talk with growers and clients. So we are extremely positive in terms of quality that we are obtaining now, despite of that excessive rain. Up to the moment and when the lab sends us the information, so far so good that it's even better than the past year. So we are extremely tranquil and positive. Even those rainy days that were eventually being hindering our product did not. As a matter of fact, everything went back to normality in January and quality is high. With regards to fertilizers and input, and of course, this is something that really worries us and affects us, actually affects growers, farmers. They are this time now, the year, starting off with a good margin. For the growers, this is the best a margin that they've had so far in history. So those they bought input or the fungicides August last year and planted in September. They had a good price in the input. So now they're having they're reaping good results. As a matter of fact, there's a good opportunity for them because of the price, because of the sale price, and because they didn't spend so much money in input. So the historic margin in terms of percentage is much beyond above the average, history average. Now, for this coming year, things will change, of course, because of the hike in the input price. And this is basically what we have so far in terms of information, and the margins will go back to normality. So price is still hit it up because of the sales, but input price is very high now. So the producers or the growers will get back to that previous reality, but that is not centered in, or not affecting the grower in terms of the decision of them buying a quality product, a quality seed. In the company, as a matter of fact, we see that situation with a hike in cost, we see that as an opportunity. Why? Because the producer or the grower is more willing to be willing with quality in terms of buying quality seeds. So instead of putting too much money in input, so this is actually showing on the trend. We are selling more quality seeds, more than the average in the market. So because of the lack of input in the market, so far there is not much information, but do we believe that our area in Brazil is still in expansion? We are planting more. There is a trend, 2 to 3% increase in the area planted. We know that a lot of conversion, pasture moving to being tilled to plant soil. So we see that happening in Brazil. There is a great deal of pastures that are being changed into are being tilled to and we do believe that that change is came and is coming, and it is to remain. So not many countries are able to increase their production capacity in terms of area. United States is full, Europe also. Ukraine has, of course, the issues that we know they have, and there's no increase in area and planted area. And of course, this increase in the demand for foodstuff will be provided by Brazil with their expansion in terms of area, and not only for 2023, but also for the coming future. Many thanks, Marino. Next question comes from Vitor Blastos. He asks us to make comments about the working capital dynamics, because there is more need for higher capital in the end of every year. So that seems to hinder a little bit in this picture of our balance. So ideally, we would see the crop results or the harvest results. So is that how does that affect the purchase of grains, for example?
Victor, many thanks for your question. Yes, you're right. When we analyze the whole year, the entire year, the fourth quarter showed us very important aspects for us to make the most of the health of the company, so that we can guarantee the possibility of the input, the use of inputs at a good price, and also quality of the product, so that we can provide a short term for either producer, and so that we can receive the reap results in the first and the second quarter of the year.
Thanks, Felipe. Now, the next question comes from Pedro Fonseca. He asks us to bring us more detail on the DNA growth year after year. So what are the levels that we can expect for this 2022 results?
Thanks for your question. This is very important to mention. Our company has a good change from 2020 to 2021. Now we are open capital company. So the entire governance corporate structure has been implemented in 2021, and the entire staff members, systems, because of our growth plan, the whole structure was put in place in 2021, and you can see a big change in terms of if you compare it to 2022. If the DNA structure is quite close to what we need in terms of possibilities for our growth plan, as we mentioned before, the plans that we mentioned before.
Many thanks, Felipe. Now the question comes from Eduardo. With Sorriso and Balsas, what is the capacity in 2023? What is the estimate capacity for 2026? What are your estimates?
We have not disclosed those figures as yet. I cannot talk about 2023 now, but for 2026, which is actually a long-term goal to the company, even in the IPO, we mentioned that our goal
is to reach 9 million bags or sacks, 40 kilogram sacks, 360,000 big bags, in other words, until 2026. This is what we have in terms of a strategy, a long-term strategy. This is where we want to go. Our goal is to keep growing robustly in both 22 and 23. Many thanks, Marino. Many thanks for your questions. I really appreciate. We are still available by email for you to clear any other questions. You are at boasafrasementes.com.pr. Please get in touch with us. I would like to pass the floor to Marino for his final words. Please, Marino, you have the floor. I would like to thank you all, and thanks to Ellen and Felipe and the entire team at Boa Safra. Thanks for your participation. Thanks for disclosing all the results, and many thanks to all investors and members and partners that are taking part in this call. Many thanks. This teleconference for our results is done, so you can now disconnect. Have a good day.